Sustainable housing solutions for Orillia, whether temporary or permanent, will be part of an upcoming report from city staff. At Monday's council meeting, councillors Jay Fallis and Janet Lynn Durnford gained their peers' support for a staff report on the matter, which will come back to council in October. The councillors asked for an overview of the results from the city's housing needs assessment, including key elements of its poverty reduction action plan, and have also directed staff to work with the County of Simcoe and local nonprofits to review any and all viable sustainable housing solutions. "Maybe we're kind of solving the world's problems with this inquiry," said Fallis. "I've had some preliminary conversations with staff. It sounds as if there's some potential things that they might be able to bring forward, and also might lead to some discussions with the county and some other nonprofit providers, so it's very open book, and we'll see what staff come back with in October," Fallis explained. Fallis said the motion came in response to a petition by Ellen Walper, who previously suggested utilizing municipal parking lots for car living and tiny homes. Durnford also mentioned she attended a housing-focused event in Muskoka, where she learned about a variety of potential housing options that could potentially be utilized. "It really made me realize how many more options there are for sustainable housing solutions," she said. "There are many, many private companies that are coming to the table with affordable and sustainable solutions for creating quick and sustainable housing." The motion originally asked staff to identify the root causes of homelessness, but staff clarified they cannot cover all reasons behind poverty.